Energia is still finalizing buyers for the renewable fuels it will produce at the Central Maui landfill. Company officials say they're in talks with Maui Electric, as well as other potential customers, including Maui County and Oahu's H-Power plant. No power purchase agreements have yet been signed. Critics say that's because there's no local market for the pellets the facility will produce, also called refuse-derived fuel, or RDF. The most likely candidate is a location that can burn it as a substitute or in combination with coal. Maui County Environmental Coordinator Rob Parsons believes that's a tough sell.
Well, there are a couple places in the Hawaiian Islands where coal is burned. One is at Kahe on Oahu, and the other one is HCNS, which burns coal in a co-combustion process with bagasse, the leftovers from the sugar process. If they didn't burn coal, it wouldn't burn hot enough with the bagasse itself, and that provides a higher BTU. However, it's highly unlikely to most people that they'll find a market for this refuse-derived fuel in Hawaii.
Parsons says Hawaiian Commercial and Sugar would have to apply for new permits if it were to switch over to a new fuel source. But Carl Bostert, Energia's Pacific Region Director of Business Development, says there is a local market for RDFs, which is preferable to coal because of lower sulfur emissions and less of a carbon footprint to transport.
There are markets for that in Hawaii, including on Maui. There are more markets on Oahu. So, for example, there's a power plant over there that uses coal as a fuel. There's also a waste-to-energy facility on Oahu that could take this fuel and make power out of it as well.
Energia also plans to build an anaerobic digester to produce liquefied natural gas, which Hawaiian Electric says it will pursue as an alternative to fossil fuels. Energia and county officials say the new facility could boost county recycling and nearly double its current landfill diversion rate to more than 85%, saving the county millions in landfill management costs. The county signed a 20-year contract with Energia in January of last year. Parsons doesn't view the Energia project as a permanent solution to the county's waste problems, and surprisingly, neither does Energia. Bossert said the goal is still to produce less waste.
Will we get to a greatly reduced amount of zero waste anytime soon? I hope so, but we've got a 20-year contract, and if we can figure out how to solve the waste stream generation in 20 years, and that'll kind of coincide with our contract, and that'd be great.
Bossert says the company's plans are still on track to bring its project online in early 2018. From the Maui News, this is Eileen Chow for Hawaii Public Radio.